Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. My name is Matthew. I am a past executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and founder of CandidateClub.com. Let's dig into some practical, real-life steps you can take to pivot in your career. Say you are working in one industry, but have either been planning or feeling a strong desire to move into something else. That something else could be a variety of things. Maybe it's your true passion, or it could be an area where your natural skills are and you feel like you're wasting some of your talent in your current role. No matter what your reasons might be, it takes courage to pivot in your career, and these five steps will help you transition in a smart and smooth way. Apple reviews are like the fuel that keep the job interview experience running. The job interview experience isn't a corporation or part of any publisher. It's just me in my office writing down my ideas and sharing them with you. Creating content, recording, editing, and publishing takes time and effort, and I love all of you and appreciate your support. Can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a short written review? Because the job interview experience needs your support to survive. Let me know what you've learned, how it's helped, and give a five-star review while you're there. Thank you. Thank you. Pivoting careers, changing industries, you might be starting to think about it. Maybe you're in the process, or maybe even feeling an urgent need to change. So what's the best way to do that? The good news is that it might be easier than you think. There are a couple places to start, and you can use any or all of these in your journey. The important guiding factor is that experience is important, but some companies are also open to applicants that are eager to learn their industry and are open to being taught. For any employer, this can be a viable option, and sometimes it's a more affordable option. To get started, number one is find a networking group or organization in your field that you want to get into. Join, pay your dues, attend all of the events, and you're doing this to learn, also for great networking, and also to start shifting your resume into that field. Just one area on your resume, one networking group or organization that you belong to, is a building block to lay a foundation of this new industry that you are getting into. Number two, volunteer in that field. This might be easy or hard to find, depending on what the field is. Say you are a graphic designer who wants to shift into programming. Find a local Teach Kids to Code program at a school or a nonprofit. Sign up and start helping. If you can't code, tell them you can't code, but find ways to help. You could use your graphic design skills. You could help fundraise. You can sweep the floors, whatever it takes to get your foot in the door and start getting some of that real world experience and start giving back early. Number three, start getting online certifications in that field. And this is a no-brainer. Even if you already have the experience, get some real world credentials in that area. You don't need a college degree to be, say, a developer, but showing that level of commitment to earn certificates for learning, mastering, or really digging into the field you want to get into, it goes a long way. Number four, make it clear on your resume what your interest is or what the shift is. I don't always think a resume needs a mission statement or a cover letter, but in this situation, this is a great example of a good time to explain a little bit more about what you're doing or what the next step in your career is. So something short, 1 to 3 sentences, sharing your pivot, your passion, the steps you've taken, and interest in the company and contributions you can make and your goals. That will go a long way. Number five, and this is a hard one to say, but be open to lower paying jobs. You are, in a way, starting from scratch when you pivot careers. Maybe, you know, for some people, they have a little bit of experience in this area they want to get into, and so they do have some experience. It's just not, hasn't been their full-blown focus. I get that, but just in this example, you're starting fresh. You're starting from scratch. Maybe you're just starting from a lower place in seniority or experience than you're used to in your current role and current expertise. So maybe your new field pays better or worse, but be willing to take a chance on a company that is willing to take a chance on you. A new job might pay $5,000 a year less, but you get to work in your desired industry. And think of it as a cheap college degree or a cheap resume builder. Finally, a question on your mind might be, how are these types of applications viewed by hiring managers? How does a hiring manager look at an application from someone who is either spelling out their desire to change or just looks, just by looking at it, you can tell they're trying to change the field that they work in. A large part of that is how well you communicate the shift in your career. Avoid any messages that states you were bored with what you were doing before. Maybe don't say that maybe you weren't great at it or that you one day you just woke up and you wanted to change. You wanted to mix things up. Don't say anything like that. That will make you appear to be flighty. And as being viewed as flighty, you are seen as a risk of doing it again or indecisive. So a company might be willing to take a chance on you, but they see that this was, or they perceive this as a quickly made decision. And they say to themselves, well, we can spend the time training this person, but how do we know they're not going to change their mind again 6 months from now or a year from now? The message you need to share is that this is a well thought out, long time coming plan to apply your best skills to the area of work that you belong in. You have extra talent and energy in that area you are wanting to release, and they can be the company that benefits from that. How might the application be viewed? Well, some companies might not want to take a chance, and some might want the sure thing, someone who has a ton of experience in this area you're trying to get into. That's up to them, and that's fine. That just means they're not the right fit for your up-and-coming skill set. Keep your mind open to all types of companies. But from my experience, small and medium-sized companies might be more open-minded to someone that is changing job types, changing industries, changing positions, changing their area of expertise. Remember, someone who pivots in their career has more to offer. If you are looking to pivot in your career, you're going to be able to bring something to the table that other candidates can't. You have perspective from your past industry. You have perspective from your skill or your expertise, plus you will be working on something new. Having a diverse workforce of ideas, experiences, and perspectives helps an employer solve unique problems, generate new ideas, and stand out in their area. With your career pivot, you can be the employee that helps them get there. Thanks for listening to the Job Interview Experience. And now is the time to leave that Apple review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with more soon.